We're in Shmuel Beis, Perek Gimel. We had learned that Avner had left Ishbosheth. He had sent messengers to David that he was willing to change his allegiance and support David. And David said, but you have to first bring back my wife Michal. And in fact, David sent a letter to the king Ishbosheth about having his wife returned, and Ishbosheth cooperated. Avner came to David and he spoke to David and he told him that he would bring back Klal Yisrael to David. That was in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. We're now up to Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Beis. So Avner had come. He had come with a group of 20 men, and David had made this mishteh, had made a lavish banquet in honor of his special visitors. And Avner promised to bring Klal Yisrael under David's leadership. He'll be able to rule over everything he wants. And David sent Avner away, Vayelech b'shalom. And Avner went in peace. Vehine, in Pasuk Chaf Beis, Vehine, behold, something unusual. Avdei David v'Yoav b'mi ha-gedud. The servants of David and Yoav had come from the Gedud. They had been skirmishing and fighting with marauders. They had fought minor battles. V'sholol rov imam heviyu. And they brought a tremendous amount of spoils. V'avner inenu im David b'chevron. Avner was not with David in Chevron. Ki shilcho v'yelech b'sholom. Because David had sent him and Avner had gone in peace. It seems like David had planned that Avner should not be around when Yoav returns. For all this time, Avner had been the enemy of David, public enemy number one. He was the one who supported Shaul. And we'll see every time that Shaul perhaps would have made peace, Avner was adamant not to make peace with David and to continue pursuing David. And here, Avner came right into Hebron. Now, David had planned that Avner shouldn't be around when Yoav returns. Yoav was David's general, and Yoav had gone around with David and all their suffering and wandering from one place to another. And although David was willing to make peace, we'll see that Yoav was not. In addition, Yoav's brother, Asoel, had been killed by Avner when they had that duel by the well that we learned about previously. But all of a sudden, the Avdei David, the servants of David, came, the Yoav, with Yoav. We'll see later on, Yoav was together with his army. That's in Pasuk Chaf Gimel. But here it seems like David sent his personal avodim, his servants, to go perhaps and greet Yoav. And Yoav was returning from the Gedud, and all of them brought back these spoils. And Avner was not with David in Chevron. What is going to happen can be attributed to a few different things. The Malbim points out. First of all, Yoav came back in a very joyous, upbeat mood. He felt encouraged and boistered by his victory. He came back with a tremendous amount of spoils. So he felt successful that he could do what he wanted. He was a winner. Avner was not with David. So when Yoav is going to deal with Avner, David is not around. If David would have been there, if they would have all met in David's presence, Yoav would not have done what he did. And the third point is that V'Yoav v'chol hatzava asher ito bo. Yoav and the whole army that was with him came. In other words, he went out for a military campaign. Everybody came back safely. Besides the fact that he brought back all the wealth. But in general, the campaign was successful. So with that type of feeling, Yoav sort of felt like he could do whatever he wanted. He's a success. And we'll see in a moment, David had a hard time, wasn't able to rein him in. David wasn't able to control Yoav. So Yoav came back now. Vayagidu li Yoav lemor. And they told Yoav, saying, Bo Avner ben Ner el HaMelech, Avner ben Ner came to the king, Vayishalacheyu, and he sent him, Vayelech b'shalom, and he went in peace. And if you look, the pasuk stresses, this is the third pasuk in a row that stresses Vayelech b'shalom. First it says, Avner, David sent Avner, Vayelech b'shalom. That was in pasuk Chaf Aleph. And the servants of David and Yoav came, and they found out that, and Avner wasn't there because he had been sent, Vayelech b'shalom. And now Yoav, they told Yoav that Avner was there, and David sent him, Vayelech b'shalom, and he went in peace. In general, the Gemara learns out from elsewhere with Avshalom that referring to a person who's not living, like at a Levaya, a dead person, they say to him, he should go Lech b'shalom, he should go in peace. Because he's reached whatever level of Hatzlacha, he's accomplished what he accomplished, now he's going in peace. We're not looking for him to accomplish more. A living person, the expression should be Lech l'shalom, go to peace. Right now he's still battling, he's still fighting his Yetzirah, he's still got the challenges of life, but he's going to peace, he's heading in the right direction, and he hasn't reached there yet. But over here there was a stress, the Pasuk says, Vayelech b'shalom, he went in peace. Pashut is just stressing the fact that David had sent Avner, that Avner should go in peace, in other words, everything should be well with Avner. And this is exactly why Yoav couldn't tolerate, that Avner was right here in Hebron. You can imagine, he was the greatest enemy of the whole monarchy, and he walked into Hebron, and he met with David, and he sent away free. And he's not even put in jail, nothing happens, he's just sent away Vayelech b'shalom. Obviously, Avner had been the one who had been behind the Malchus of Sheol. He supported Sheol, and then later on he supported Ishbosheth, who was Sheol's son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't see that Avner should be fit to bring the Malchus back to David. It didn't happen. It was united under David later, but not because of Avner. So, Vayovo Yoav El HaMelech. Yoav came to the king. Vayomer, and he said, Me'osisa, what did you do? You can hear the way, the tone of voice, the way he speaks to the king. He's questioning the king, what did you do? Hinei, this is again, Hinei is like, behold, like something very unusual. Hinei, behold, see, Bo Avner Elecha, Avner came to you. Lama zeh shilachta, why did you send him? Vayelech holoch, and he just walked around, he goes on his way, goes on his merry way. And the Malbim points out, the stress, Vayelech holoch, and he just went as he wanted to go. If Avner was seeking political asylum, if he was really fleeing from Ishbosheth, he had really promised that he's going to bring all of Klal Yisrael back to David. And now he comes to David, how could he turn around and go back home? If he's going to go back to Ishbosheth, he's going to be in trouble. His life will be in danger. He's a traitor to the throne of Ishbosheth. Now you sent Avner away, Vayelech holoch, and he's just walking away. He's no concerns at all. It seems that this is all a ploy and it's a trick, and he's not really sincere that he's leaving Ishbosheth. Otherwise, he just wouldn't walk so calmly. Vayelech holoch, he just goes on his way. Yodatos Avner ben Ner. Yoav says to David, you know Avner ben Ner, ki lefatos chobo, he's coming to entice you. He'd like to get David to believe that Avner is on his side, and at some point David will leave Hebron, will leave his seat of power, and then he'll kill David. Vilodas, and if he's not successful, lefatoscha, if David always stays together with his army and he's not enticed to go out alone, but vilodas, he wants to know es motzo acho, how you go out with your troops, ves movo echa, and how you come in. Maybe he'll catch you together with your men, and there will be a minor battle. But if he knows exactly, he goes and he sees you, and he sees what's happening, he's plotting against you. Vilodas, and again, we just said Vilodas, but it's stressing Vilodas, and he'll want to know this, Eskol Sherato, so all that you're doing, even if he won't be successful, to catch David alone, or to catch David together with a group of soldiers, but he wants to know what's going on in the house. It's like very often they have a spy in the enemy palace just to know exactly what's going on. Eskol Sherato, so everything that you're doing, because somehow he'll use it against you. So Yoav is shocked that how it could be that David is so naive that Avner comes and he makes an offer and David accepts it and he just lets Avner go. The truth is, David will see, and didn't respond even to Yoav's rebuke. We don't know exactly if David felt perhaps there is room for suspicion or he totally shirked it off and ignored it. David doesn't answer. Interestingly, even when Avner made his offer to David, in Pasuk Chav Aleph, Avner had said, we'll make a bris with you and you'll rule over b'chol asher ta'av nafshecha, everything you want. David sent Avner away. It doesn't clearly say, could be David sent Avner away. He wasn't sure, will Avner be successful? He's got these great plans of uniting Klal Yisrael under David. David sent him away without asking, without negotiating further, as if to say, we'll see what Avner does. Now Yoav voices his complaint. David listens, and again, he doesn't do anything. Vayetze Yoav mein David. Yoav went out from before David. Vayishlach malochim achrei Avner. And Yoav sent messengers after Avner. Vayoshivu oso mibor hasira. And he brought Avner back from the simple meaning, as Rashi says, it's the name of the place. The place was called Bor Hasira. V'David lo yada. And David didn't know that Yoav had sent this message, these messengers, to bring back Avner. Rashi brings down the Chazal. Avner was brought back from Bor Hasira. Bor Hasira is referring to two different reasons why Avner was brought back, and we'll see he was killed. The first reason was there were two times that Avner was together with David as his chief general, and David could have killed Shaul, and Avner was there, and obviously he was not successful in protecting Shaul. We had the incident where Shaul had gone into a cave to relieve himself, and David was in the interior, in the rear of the cave, and he came and he cut off a corner of Shaul's garment, and then afterwards, when Shaul had left the cave, David later came out and he showed him that he had the corner of Shaul's garment and he could have killed Shaul. At that point, Shaul was convinced that David was on his side, that David was not out to kill him, that David wasn't the terrible person he had imagined. Avner said to him, the fact that he has that corner of the garment doesn't mean anything. You're probably walking somewhere in the desert. You have a lot of brambles and thickets and thorns, and a piece of your garment got ripped on the thorns, and David found it, and now he's waving it and saying, he found you in the cave, and he cut it off. No, he just found it on the thorns. He found a piece of your royal garment. That was the incident of Hasira, the thorn. The other incident was when David had gone, Shaul was sleeping together with the men of his army. They were camped around Shaul, and he had the spear by his head, and he had a jug of water, and everyone was sleeping, and David went, and they took the spear and the jug of water, and they left. And later on, David pointed out, you see, we could have killed Shaul. We have the spear here. And we have the jug of water. At that point, could be the spear didn't look so unique, but the jug of water, I guess, was the greater stress. But when he showed that he had the jug of water that was Shaul's, Avner said, one of your men probably went to the well to fill up water in the canteen, and he left the jug by the well, and David's men found it. Don't believe that he actually got into the camp where we were all there and he got it. No, they found it by the bore, by the well. So Avner was brought back by Yeshiva Somibor Hasira because of the incident with this well of water, this bore, and Hasira, the incident with the thorn. These two incidents is why Avner was brought back, and eventually we'll see he was killed as a result. Yeah. Okay, somebody, Tzvi pointed out, but that it doesn't say clearly if he waited for the response. I would have imagined, it said Yoav left David. I imagine if David had something to say, Yoav would not have walked out, you know, and as I assume Yoav left David because David didn't have what to say. We'll hold the questions. We'll see. Okay, so anyways, they brought back Avner Mibor Hasira V'David Lo Yoda. David wasn't aware of this whole thing. Probably Yoav had sent the messengers telling Avner in the name of David he better come back, because I can imagine if Yoav just like sends a personal message, come back, Avner wouldn't listen to him. Avner knew that he was now an enemy with Yoav, besides the fact they had been fighting and he had killed Yoav's brother. He had killed Asael. Probably Yoav sent him the message in the name of David, and David didn't know, which sort of increases the audacity of what Yoav did and what Yoav is going to do. Vayoshav Avner Chevron. Avner returned to Chevron. Vayateyu Yoav el toch hashar. Yoav had him turn aside, and they went to the middle of the gate. They entered the middle of the gate. Ledaber ito basheli, to speak to him. We'll see basheli has many connotations. The simple meaning is to speak to him either of something he forgot or speak to him in a calm manner. That Avner didn't suspect that anything dramatic was about to happen. Vayakeyu sham hachomesh. And over there, Yoav struck Avner by that fifth rib, where it's critical, the liver's there and the heart's behind it, the gallbladder, vayomos bedam asoel ochiv. And Avner died because of the blood of Asoel, Yoav's brother. So Avner had turned back to Chevron. Yoav turned him el toch hashar. Al toch hashar, we know the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin sat, shoftim v'shoitrim titen l'cho v'chol she'orecha. The Sanhedrin sat by the gates of the city. Yoav, remember these were from the Gedolei Hador, Avner ben Ner and Yoav ben Tzruya. Yoav took Avner to a din Torah. He pulled him to the Sanhedrin and he said, "Why did you kill my brother Asael?" So Avner responded that he was a rodef. Asael was chasing after Avner, and Avner warned him, "Turn away or I'll have to kill Asael." He warned Asael that his life was in jeopardy, and Asael persisted. And the rule is, by a rodef, can be killed. Anybody can kill the rodef to save the life of the one being pursued. So Yoav said, "That's not an acceptable answer. The law is a rodef can only be killed if there's no other way to save the life of the nirdof, of the one being pursued. If he could be shot in the leg, there's no permission to kill the pursuer." So Avner said, "Yeah, there was no time." And as he was being pursued, Asael was very quick. He was running away. He yelled to Asael to turn away, and all of a sudden he had to strike him. Yoav said, "Was it an accident that you hit him by the chomesh? You hit him by the fifth rib? How could it be you hit him by the fifth rib so exact and it was an accident?" With pinpoint accuracy, everyone knows that Yoav is a tremendous warrior and it wasn't an accident and he could have saved his life other ways, and therefore he's guilty for killing Asoel. The Rambam in Hilchus Rotzeach Ushmiras HaNefesh, where the Rambam discusses these halachas, in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel. This is the words of the Rambam. Kol ayochol lahatzil be'evar me'evarov. If they could save the one being pursued by just wounding or damaging or severing a limb from the limbs of the rodef, v'lo tarach b'kach, and they didn't make that effort. They just killed him. Ella hitzil b'nafsha shel rodef v'horgo. But they saved the victim by killing the pursuer. And they had an alternative. Harei zeh shofech domin. The person who does that is a murderer. He's shofech domin. V'chayev misa, and he's chayev misa, he's chayev death. Avol ein bezdin mimisin oso. But bezdin will not kill him. And in Mefarshim on the Rambam discussed that. What exactly does the Rambam, you know, it's based on what Gemara is the Rambam, how the Rambam is paskening. The Gemara that discusses this, the Rambam uses the expression, he's chayev misa, but bezdin don't kill him, doesn't kill him. So what does that mean? He's chayev the death sentence, but we don't give it to him. Does it mean he's chayev misa b'dei shamayim? What does that mean? He's chayev misa. Avner over here understood. He took Yoav understood that he brought Avner to the Sanhedrin. He turned him al toch hashar, to the center of the gate where the Sanhedrin sat. The Sanhedrin didn't want to kill Avner. Now it could be the reason is because Bezdin doesn't kill without a hasra. In other words, the person has to be warned, and he has to be clear that he heard the warning and he understands it. Or his bezin has to be witnesses warning him. If you do this action, it carries the death sentence. And the person says, yeah, he understands, and he was warned. There are certain guidelines how the hasra has to be done. And over here, there was no warning, and they were running in the field. And so there's no hasra. Bezin wouldn't kill him in that case. Yoav, though, was the Goel Hadom. If somebody is chayiv misa, the Torah has the whole parsha about how the close relatives, those who feel the loss the most, are the ones who are supposed to see that justice is done. Yoav felt as the Goel Hadom, he should kill Avner, who deserved to die, according to the way Yoav understood it. And even though Bezdin wouldn't do anything, Yoav struck him. Vayakeyu sham hachomesh. And there's that mida keneged mida, that clear hint of what he's doing. And he hit Avner by that fifth rib, which is how Avner had killed his brother Asoel. Vayomas, and he died b'dam Asoel Ochiv. His motive for doing it was simply that Asoel, his brother, was killed by Avner, and therefore Yoav was out to see that justice was done. We'll see shortly, Avishai, in Pasuk Lamed, it's mentioned, was also involved with this. Yoav and his brother Avishai, there were three brothers of Tzeruya. There was Asoel, who was killed, there was Yoav, and there was Avishai. Now, Avner had 20 men with him. Some of Forshim learn that Avishai had somehow kept the 20 men occupied, and he had made sure that they were elsewhere, and this became a private matter between Yoav and Avner. Avner's men were not there. So Yoav and Avishai was also obviously part of this plot, and Avishai is also blamed, but Yoav is the one who actually killed Avner ben Ner. Vayakehu Shom, in other words, he struck him down there right by the Sanhedrin. Vayakehu Shom, right over there by the Toch Hashar. In other words, Yoav was sure that what he was doing was right. And again, we don't see exactly David's reaction yet. At the end of the we'll see in a moment, he gives a klala. Okay, but before we go into that, Yoav took Avner l'dabri to basheli. The word basheli is an unusual word, and there are many different explanations. One is, for instance, it says in the Tochacha about the olives dropping from the tree. Ki yishal zeisecho. It could mean something that was dropped, that was forgotten, that was left behind. It could be Yoav sent to Avner a message, l'dabri to basheli, I have to discuss with you something that was forgotten to be mentioned. David sent you on your way, vayelech b'shalom, he neglected to mention certain things, I need you to come back to finish the mission. Or basheli could be related to the word bishalva, in tranquility. That, again, Avner wasn't aware of the fact that there was something about to happen. His life was in danger. Basheli could also be related to the word shal, to remove, to slip off a shoe. We'll see later on in Melachim, when David is about to be nifter, he leaves Shlomo at Tzavo, his last will and testament is Tzavo, and he told Shlomo, you know what Yoav ben Tzruya did, and see to it that he doesn't die peacefully. He deserves to be killed for what he did to Yoav and what he did to somebody else. We'll see Amasa. Over there it says at the beginning of Melachim in Perek Beis, Benalo Asher Baraglo, with the shoe that was on his foot, somehow he killed Yoav. Chazal say what happened was, again, these are two Gedolim, and the way he did it, he was convinced he was doing the right thing, but he presented a question to Avner. In a case of Chalitza, where a man dies and he doesn't have, we're learning Yevamos now in Daf Yomi, right? In a case of Chalitza, when a man dies and he doesn't have any children, and his wife should have Yibum or Chalitza, Chalitza is done by the Yevamo takes off the shoe of the brother who should do Yibum. V'cholza nalo me'al raglo. She takes the shoe off of his foot. Yoav asked Avner, what happens if she doesn't have, if her hand is severed? She doesn't have hands. How does she take off the shoe? So Avner showed him it's possible for her to do it with the teeth. That's an acceptable method. So he bent over and to show like how with the shoelaces, how you could do it with the teeth. Ledabri to basheli. To speak to him, basheli, with this inyan of shal ne'olecha mi'al raglecha, of shal, of to slip off a shoe. And at that point, he killed Avner, and that's what David HaMelech said, v'yitein demei milchoma benalo asher baraglo. He struck down the blood that's normally of a battle. He went ahead and he killed that blood he shed peacefully when Avner was showing him how you deal with the nalo asher baraglo. How do you do with the chalitza? Basheli could also mean with forgetting, like a shogeg, like an accident. The Dabri to basheli, he wanted to speak with Avner about an incident that was actually an accident. That's something that was unintended. Meaning that could be the whole death of Asoril was something that Avner didn't want. It's considered unintentional because Avner was coerced. There was no other way that he could save his life. Or Basheli, the unintention was that he didn't realize the intention of Yoav who was out to kill him. Vayomos bedama soil achiv. Don't think that Yoav killed Avner at this time because he was concerned for David. Even though he was more concerned about the monarchy than David was. And he did things to help the Malchus that even David didn't condone. But over here when he killed Avner, it wasn't because he felt he was a threat to the Malchus of David. It wasn't because he felt it was to the benefit of David. Vayomos bedama soil achiv. He simply did it as a goel hadom because of the blood of his brother Asoel. And we'll see he was held, one of the reasons he was held responsible for that is because there is a law of a goel hadom, the redeemer of the blood. But here Yoav is not just a regular man who has private mitzvos that apply to him or private things that he's able to do. He functions as the general of David. And if he kills somebody, it's not a private matter. If Yoav kills Avner, he's jeopardizing the whole Klal Yisrael. Avner was willing to peacefully make a transfer of power to David. And we don't know what Ishbosheth would have done, but from the very fact that Ishbosheth sent Michal to David, it could be Ishbosheth would have also made peace. He knew that he couldn't go against Avner, and Avner was making peace with David, and he probably figured David wouldn't do anything to him because David didn't do anything to Shaul. So it could be the whole thing would have gone so peacefully and smoothly. Over here, the fact that he personally had a grievance against Avner is not allowable, since he is actually the general of David. But Vayomas Bedam Asar Lachiv, Yoav killed Avner because of the blood of his brother Asoel. Why did Avner deserve to die? The Mefarshim talk about it. What did Avner do wrong? And we'll see, Avner was one of the greatest, was one of the greatest leaders of the people. There's a pasuk in Koheles. It says, Lo lakalim hamerots. It says, Lo lakalim hamerots. Those that are swift don't win the race. And Chazal say that's going on Asoel, who is such a swift runner, and yet he was killed. And the mighty don't win the battle, necessarily, is going on Avner. There's a Chazal that says, it seems to be a guzma, an exaggeration, but what the Chazal say about Avner is, Noach la'odom la'hozi's kosel, bonu sheish amos ba'ovi. It'd be easier to move a wall that was six amos thick. Like, you take one of these massive stone walls that has a width of 9 or 12 feet, a six amos wide wall, milahazi's regal acha shel Avner, from moving 1 foot of Avner. If he positioned his foot, he couldn't move it. He couldn't move his leg. He said, if the earth, ilu hoya la'aretz mokom lechos bo, if the land had a place that I could grab it, if I could grab the world by some point, ha'isi mizaza, I could make the whole world shake. I'd shake the whole universe. But there's no place for him to grab onto it. But it says such hyperbole, such tremendous things about Avner's strength. And here you see, v'lo lagiborim hamalchama. Just because a person is mighty doesn't mean he wins the war. And here Avner was killed. But Chazal mentioned a number of reasons why this oynish happened to Avner. We mentioned before the whole idea of, he said, Yakumu no'ana arim v'sachaku lefanenu. Let the lads get up and play. Let's have these war games. Let's see which side is stronger. And it led to bloodshed. If he called it a game, even though he didn't mean for it to be more than a game, but something that can lead to bloodshed, and he used that term visachaku, it's a joke, his own blood became cheapened. We learned before when he sent the initial letter to David, he mentioned in his letter his name first. From Avner Mimenis, Avner Sar Tzavo Yisrael, from Avner the general of Israel, to David Melech Yisrael, Shalom, a greeting. He didn't allow Shaul to make peace with David. And when Shaul killed Nov Ira Kohanim, Avner was there and he didn't object. So there are certain tainas that are mentioned about Avner, but we're going to learn about him more, and Avner was really one of the greatest. But he obviously got his onesh in this world, like so many of the other great people that we learn about, and he was killed. Vayishma David miachrichein. David heard after this. He was not aware of the messengers. He wasn't aware of anything till it was all over. Vayishma David miachrichein. From afterwards, David finally got the report. What happened? Vayomer, and he said, Noki onochi. I'm innocent. Umamlachti, and my whole kingdom, my whole kingship, is innocent. Me'im Hashem from Hashem ad olam forever. Hashem knows the hidden thoughts of a person. Hashem knows the intentions. I'm innocent from Hashem ad olam forever. Meaning it will be clear to everybody that I had nothing to do with this. And it will never be, sometimes history happens and years later people start questioning and rewriting and revising what happened. But ad olam, people will know forever that David had nothing to do with the death of Avner, and he didn't want it. Midmei Avner ben Ner, from the blood of Avner ben Ner. An interesting pshat is, most children are like their mother's brothers. Rov bonim doimim la'achei ha'em. They're like the mother's brothers. So Ne'am Lois brings down Yoav. Yoav's mother was Tzruya, who is David's sister. So you would have assumed that Yoav would be like his uncle. Yoav would be like David. David said, you should know he's not like me. Because whenever David killed somebody, whenever David went to war, he always worked with the permission of the Sanhedrin. We discussed earlier, he was Yafei Einayim, he had the good eyes, he had the look of the Sanhedrin to know what should be done. So David said, I'm innocent from this. I have nothing to do with this. He might be my nephew, but he's not acting like me. And we'll see in a moment, Yachulu al Rosh Yoav el Kol Beis Aviv. That bloodshed should be held accountable on the head of Yoav and on his father's house, not his mother. Because his mother, Tzruya, again, David, it's not his side of the family. Whatever Yoav is doing wrong is from his father's side. So it should fall on the head, on Yachula Rosh Yoav, on the head of Yoav, the El Kol Beis Aviv, into his whole father's house. Meaning not directly on their head, but if they are guilty, if they supported Yoav, if they were behind this, and if they act in a similar manner, this blame is placed to their house, that if they're guilty, they will get the following punishment. Val yikores mi beis Yoav. This should not be cut off from the house of Yoav. Zov is a man who has a discharge that makes him tameh, that makes him impure, similar but different than a baal keri, than having other... It's a certain type of seminal discharge. It's different. It's zov. It's related to being... It's a sickness, simply. But a certain type of discharge. Umitzora, or somebody with saras, with leprosy. Umachzik bapelech. The simple meaning is somebody who holds crutches, has to walk with a stick. V'nofel bacherev, or somebody who falls by the sword. V'chasar lochem, or somebody who doesn't have bread. These five kololos David gave to Yoav and to all those that were behind it and that support him. And it'll fall v'yikoris mi beis Yoav, and it won't be cut off from the household of Yoav, these punishments. The truth is, Chazal say, we'll see, that Yoav ends up being killed. Later on, David leaves the message to tell his son Shlomo that Yoav should be killed. And since Yoav was killed, this was already considered too great of a punishment. That Yoav himself is killed, and these klolos should take effect. So they did not take effect to Yoav. However, since David uttered these curses, they did affect, on an individual basis, they did affect descendants of David. There were different kings in the household of David HaMelech. For instance, Rechavam, that was Shlomo HaMelech's son. Rechavam was a Zov. There was a king Uziyahu, but got Saras, was a Mitzora. A king Asa, he had problems with his feet and he had to go with a stick. Yoshio was killed in battle. He was Nofel Bacherev. He was killed in battle. And Yehoyachin was taken into Golos, Bavel, and he was Chasar Lochim. He didn't have bread. He had to be fed by the king of Bavel. So the end of these klolos did not take effect on Yoav because Yoav was killed. But Chazal say a number of different points of these klolos. There's a Chazal that says there are five things that a father gives to a son. Five things that he passes on to the next generation. And David said to Yoav, since you did such a terrible act, you will not be able to pass on these good things to your child. One thing is, it says, a father gives over to his child his koach, his strength. A simple meaning, it means that if he has strength, the son will be strong. Gibor b'aretz yezaro, if the father is zocheh, his children will be strong. Over here, they weren't strong. They were a zov. A zov is weak. He gives over his child benoi, the beauty. V'hador chal b'neihem, if they're fitting, the splendor will carry on to their children. There'll be a beauty for the children. Here, Yoav's descendant will be a Mitzayra, will have leprosy. He gives over Chochmah, Limaratem Osamas Benechem, he teaches Torah to his sons. Over here they won't have that Chochmah, they'll be Machzik Bapelech. which is a term used for a tipish, to be a fool. I'm not sure exactly why, but it would seem to me because a polech could be another explanation of polech is used in spinning, like we say in Esh Hayil. Yoda shilcha bakishor v'chapeha tamchu polech. With the palm of the hand, you hold the polech when you're spinning the thread. But that was something that normally the women did. He's going to have a descendant that obviously won't be able to fill his role as a man, as a chacham, but he'll have to do what normally the women would do. So he won't have that chokhmah. He'll be a machzik bapelech. A father gives over to his children, if he does the mitzvahs leman yirbu yameichem v'yamei v'neichem, that his descendants can have a long life. Here the descendants will be noful b'cherev. And a father also gives the child, lora isi tzadik nezov izaro mevake shlochem. The children of the tzaddik shouldn't have to go around begging. But over here, his children will be chasar lochem. His children won't have bread. So these were different, and there was a midah keneged midah. Avner was killed, and therefore his blood and the blood of any descendants would have been born as blame to Yoav. Therefore Yoav would be a zov, and a person with that type of discharge and that type of sickness can't have children. He spoke Lashon Hara. Yoav spoke Lashon Hara about Avner. Therefore his children will be a Metzorah. The truth is, the Gemara says in Erchin that you see that Tzaras also comes from shedding blood, from the very fact that Yoav killed Avner and his descendants became a Metzora. Or he got that Klola. The feet of Yoav ran to get Avner. So therefore, Machzik Papelech, his children wouldn't be able to go securely on their feet. He should have greeted Avner with bread. Avner was coming to make peace. He should have welcomed him with bread. So therefore, his own descendants will be chasar lochem, and of course, noful bacherev, since he killed him with the sword, his descendants would be killed with a sword. The Abarbanel mentions that David was assumed that Yoav had other reasons why he killed Avner. Could be Yoav killed Avner because if Avner would join David, David would become very close to Avner, and Yoav would lose his importance. So therefore, David gave him a klola, that they'll have a zov and a mitzora. These people who are tame, who are ritually impure, and a leper, they're shunned from society. So you wanted to be the closest one to the king, and you were afraid that Avner would take over your role. So instead, there'll be a zov and a mitzora. Perhaps he killed Avner, he wanted to show that he's more mighty than Avner. Right now there's two generals. He wanted to show that he's the Gibor. His descendants will have to hold on to a stick. They'll fall by the sword. Also, perhaps he didn't want there to be peace. He wanted there to be turmoil because he was the one who would go out with the soldiers and bring back the booty. He brought back the shalom, brought back the wealth. David said, no, you stopped there from being peace. Your own descendants won't have wealth. They'll be chasar lochem. David goes ahead and he gives the punishment l'shamayim. In other words, David is not doing anything to Yoav right now. Hashem will do that. Yechulu arosh Yoav, let all these punishments fall on the head of Yoav. Perhaps he couldn't technically punish Yoav because Yoav was the Goel Hadam. That is subject to discussion. Could he have punished Yoav or not? But we'll see later on, since Yoav was also a major force behind the throne, David felt he wasn't able at this point to punish Yoav. So he sufficed with giving him this curse. V'Yoav Avishai Achiv, Yoav and Avishai his brother, Hargul Avner killed Avner, al asher hemis es asoel achiem, because he killed asoel, their brother, begivon in givon, ba milchoma in war. Again, stressing, he had killed asoel, but that was in war. Asoel was chasing after him. What Yoav did was he tricked Avner and he killed him under peaceful conditions. Vayomer David el Yoav el kol ha'am asher ito. David said to Yoav and to all the people with him, Kiru vigdeichem, tear your clothing as a mourner. V'chigru sakim, and put on sackcloth as a sign of suffering. V'siftu, and eulogize lifnei Avner, before Avner. V'hamelech David holech acharei hamito. And the king David went after the coffin. He went after after Avner to show that tremendous respect. What David did was fulfill the mitzvah of v'yisem nekiyem me'ashem u'miyisrael. A person has to act in a manner that everyone should know that he's innocent, and that if something's wrong, nobody should suspect him of a wrong motive. And we'll see David made it very clear that how upset he was about Avner to an extreme. In other words, he went after the mitzvah. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Daf Chaf, it's discussing the laws of a king. If a relative dies of the king, Eino yotzimi pesach platrin shalo. He's not allowed to leave the palace. The king doesn't go to funerals, even of a relative. Rabbi Yehuda says, if he wants to, he could. Shekein motzinu b'David sheyotza achar mitosa shel Avner. Because of our pasuk here, David went after the coffin, went after the stretcher, however Avner, whatever Avner was lying on, after the bed of Avner. David went after, so you see that a king can accompany the dead body. Amrulo, so the Chachamim answered, Lo hoya hadavar el alafayis es ha'om. A king does not go to funerals and he doesn't go after the nifter. Here this was simply done as a royal function, that David had to show Klal Yisrael that he didn't want Avner to be killed. And therefore, ordinarily, funerals are not allowed. In fact, the Gemara says, has a discussion, if women used to walk in front of the mita, in front of the dead body, or in back. It says, where the minig is to walk in back of the mita, they could. If they walk in front, that's also acceptable. Rabbi Yehuda said the women always have to go in front of the coffin. Because you find by David, he went afterwards. It says, Vamelech David holech achar hamita. So if David was walking in the back, must be the women were in the front. Women don't walk after the coffin. Amruloso, again the Chachamim answered, that was only lefayis ha'am. What happened was, it could be there were even women in the back. This is a tremendous chiddush. Shehaya David yotze mibein ha'anoshim v'nichnas levein hanoshim. He went from where the men were, and he went to where the women were. And then he went from where the women were back to the men. It was almost like he was working the crowd. Taisa says, since it was a time of such anguish for David, such pain, there was no danger of a yetzahara, of the wrong thoughts. Ordinarily, this certainly would not be acceptable behavior. But it was so clear, the anguish and the pain that David felt, that he... could be there were women achar hamita, and he went after the mita, and he did everything possible to show how upset he was. Vayikbru es Avner b'chevron. They buried Avner in Chevron. They didn't take him back to the family plot. Could be if they would have taken him back, it would have again stirred up a whole commotion. They just buried Avner in Chevron, which again was sort of away from his family. Avner came from the household of Shaul, from Binyamin. Vayisa HaMelech Eskolo, the king raised his voice. Vayevkel Kever Avner, and he cried to the grave of Avner. Implying not just he cried about it, Al Kever Avner, but he cried to it, could be the grave was open at this point. And Vayevkel Kolam, and everyone was crying. Vayekonen HaMelech El Avner, And the king said a dirge, he said a lamentation about Avner, Vayomar, and he said, Hakmos novel Yomus Avner, like a novel dies, a knave, a very base individual, like a novel dies, Yomus Avner. In that manner, said a person like Avner die. Another pshat, by the way, it against his Vayekonin HaMelech El Avner. The king said this kino to Avner, meaning he was there in front of the grave. But Chazal also learned out, the spirit of the nifter is present at the time when they say a hesped. Or as when he was saying this hesped, this kino about Avner, it's as if Avner was there. His spirit was there. And he did this to show clearly that this shouldn't lead to any civil war, it shouldn't lead to any outbreak of hostilities, and he had nothing to do with this. And just like when he said Akina just a short time ago when Shaul had died, he started with a question, Eich noflu giboyrim, how did the mighty ones fall? Here he again starts with like a rhetorical question, like the death of a novel, Avner dies. This is something totally beyond comprehension, such a great person. And so unusual. And how could it be with Klal Yisrael that a leader like Avner should be killed in such a manner? A novel, a knave, a low person like that is very often killed by trickery. A leader of Klal Yisrael like Avner, such a thing shouldn't happen. Yodecha lo asuros, your hands weren't tied. Under ordinary circumstances, you should have been able to fight back. Your feet were not brought into chains. If he wasn't going to strike Yoav, he should have normally been able to run away. But like somebody who falls before villains, before wicked people, nafalta, you fell. Even though Yoav was a great person, but the way Avner fell is like somebody falls at, you know, a person suddenly just kills him in the street, a tragedy like that. And the people increased their crying over him. And the Mefarshim explain, Yodecha lo asuros, again, after David appeared, after the incident with the cave, and he showed that he had the corner of Shaul's garment. So Avner could have gone after him and grabbed him. Guess he was quick, he could have grabbed him. Your hands weren't tied at that time, and yet he did nothing. When David took the jug of water that was Shaul's, Avner could have chased after him. Your feet weren't in chains, and yet Avner did not chase after David. David is saying, Avner ben Ner, he had his reasons why he supported Malchus Beis Shaul. Why he supported Shaul and why he supported Ishbosheth, but he wasn't like a Morid b'Malchus. It wasn't like he was rebelling against the Malchus of David. Hakmos Novel, like the death of Novel. Remember Novel, he's the one, the first husband of Avigail, the one who refused to help out David and scorned him. Novel was a Morid b'Malchus. And David felt that he should be killed. In the end, David didn't kill him, Avigail spoke in his defense, and Hashem killed Novel, but Novel could be a Moreid B'Malchus, not Avner. Also, Yodecha lo Asuros, your hands were not tied, you were the type of person whose hands always did stucco and chesed, Raglecha lo Nechushtayim Hugoshu, his feet weren't chained, but he was Kinesharim Kalu, he was swift as an eagle to run and do mitzvahs. Okay. All the people came. Lahavros es David, to give David that first meal. And a mourner, or somebody loses a close relative, has a sudas havro, they bring him the meal. This wasn't his close relative. I mean, they were related, it was a cousin. But this it shows you the way David treated it like he was really an ovel. They brought him a sudas havro. They brought him Lahavros es David Lechem Ba'od Ayom while it was still day. And eating it would have been a sign of mourning. But even that wasn't sufficient for David. Vayishova David Lamor, David swore, and he said, Koyaseli Elokim v'cho Yosef, so Hashem should do to me, as I should have a fate like that. Ikim lifnei bo Hashemesh, if before the sun sets, etam lechem, I'll taste bread, or chom umar, or anything. That's what David said. Or he said a shavua that there's under no circumstances he refuses to eat. Even eating a sudas havro would not be showing enough of his anguish over this terrible thing that happened. V'chol am hikiru, all the people recognized. V'yitav b'eineihem, and it was good in their eyes. The conduct of David was good to them. K'chol asher asa ha-melech, like all that the king did, b'einei chol ha'am tov, in the eyes of the whole people, was good. They all realized that it was good. By the way, in Pasuk Lamed Hey, the Gemara makes a drasha, the Radak brings it down. It says, Vayavu chol ha'am lahavros es David. They came to give David that first meal. Some Masorah had the girsa of lahachros, not a beis, but a chaf. Lahachros es David. There was still a feeling that the people felt if David was responsible for the death of Avner, David should be cut off. David should be killed. And David swore, and with all that David did, he did so many actions to show that he really did not want the death of Avner, chas v'shalom, and instead of being lahachros es David, to cut off David, we read it, and actually in our Masorah, it's written lahavros, it's even written that way. But lahavros es David, the people, instead of coming to kill David, came to comfort him. Vayedu chol ha'am. First, the people recognized. The people, hikiru, they recognized that David meant well. And then when they noticed that everyone had that feeling, everyone recognizes it. Devarim hayotzim min alev nechnasim el halev. If somebody really is sincere, people pick up on that. So it started off, v'chol ha'am hikiru, everyone recognized that the king was doing right. And the fact that everyone recognized that, so vayedu kolam, now there was a yediyah, full knowledge, all the people, simply meaning the people there, b'chol Yisrael and all of Yisrael, even if they weren't there, they knew by Yomahu on that day, ki lo hoysam ha'melech l'homis ha'savner ben ner, that it was not the king's wishes to kill Avner ben Ner. Vayomer ha'melech alavodav, the king said to his servants, halo seidu, don't you know, kisar, that an officer, v'godol, and a great person, nofel hayom hazeh b'Yisrael, fell today in Klal Yisrael. We're going to see David is doing nothing more. He mourns over the death of Avner, and he gave a curse to Yoav, and that's it. Then life goes on. So the king said to his servants, these last two psukim, you should know, Kisar, the one who was killed, was an officer, meaning he had a position as a leader of Klal Yisrael. And he personally was a gadol. He was a great man in his Torah and in his chokhmah and in his actions. He had the position of authority and he had the personal greatness. And that's the person we lost today. That was Nofel Hayom Hazeh Yisrael. But V'anochi Hayom Rach. But today I'm still tender, I'm still young. Umashuach Melech, and I feel like I'm just anointed now to be king. I feel like I'm first taking over the Malchus. And Avner was about to bring all of Klal Yisrael under David, but he's still starting out as the king. V'hanoshim ha'ele. And these people, B'nai Tzruya, the sons of Tzruya, kashim imeni. They're more difficult, they're tougher than I am. Yishalim Hashem la'osei ha'ro'a kiraso. Hashem should pay back the one who does evil like his evil. And as if David is saying, I can't start up with the B'nai Tzruya. They're tougher than I am. So therefore, there's a rule, V'noki v'tzadik al tarog. Sometimes you have the thing, you don't kill somebody who doesn't deserve to be killed. Could be Yoav didn't even deserve to be killed, possibly. He didn't after, as we discussed. But, ki lo atzdik rosha. There are times when you can give it over to Hashem, and Hashem promises, I'll see to it, the Russia doesn't get away with it. The B'nai Tzruya are kashim imeni, they're more tougher than I. Even if I would have wanted to, I could not have stopped them from killing Avner. And another pshat is, they're tougher than I am. Right now, they are the ones who led the battles against the Plishtim. And David was saying, I need them. I need them for the Malchus. And one last thought about relatives. The B'nai Tzruya are kashim, could be they're tough, mimeni, from me. They're, after all, they're my nephew. He's my nephew. And therefore, in terms of the family, that could be an additional reason why David felt he couldn't act against him now. Yoav felt that comfort with the king, that he did things that were wrong, relying on the fact that he was related to David. And we'll see later on, David sort of with that he was killed. But at this point, Yishalim Hashem, Hashem will pay back the person and he'll get what he deserves. Stop.
For dedication opportunities, please call 718-436-3024. Thank you.